Hello and welcome in to the Sora Data Preview for Game Week 466. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdinho on Sora. Joined once again by Harry Trades of the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Harry, Continental Knights. It is our first big midweek special weekly in the transition phase. How ready are you?
I was as ready as checking my lineup builder last night and praying that there was an L15 or 40 or under 40, sorry, there. And it was. So I'm excited for it.
Clearly. Oh, we're in. Game on. Love it. All right. We'll get into that. Thank you to everybody for coming in. Ricky said, so this is what we expect of midweeks going forward. I wouldn't say that, to be honest. I don't know what to say yet, but I don't think I would say that. But Ricky, Adriano, which I don't recognize, so hello. And Arthur on the podium. So what's up, everyone? Nixon here says, I was looking at a cheap forward for this midweek, and I found that Dilrosun, ex-Feyenoord, plays for Club America now. He does, although I don't know he'll start because Julian Quiñones is back. Anyway. Toby, what's up? Caden Carnage, I just want to play De La Cruz this midweek. I think he should be back. I think last week he missed out because he had a fever, I believe. So hopefully he's back. Martin said, promoted to D1. With a small account, 3 promotions, 2 cash prizes, a card, and 6 to 7 boxes. I think this new formation is way more fun. Luck also needed, of course. That's awesome. Congratulations on that. That is way better than my game week. Mike Baston, hello. Skosmo, Surfula, Glenn, what's up, everyone? Dan coming in. Toby said, is it Baca and Yimi season? Nothing says Continental Knights like Carlos Baca and Yimi Chara. That's all. Alex says, this is the biggest DNP shitfest game week of them all. Was that the current game week or the midweek? Because who knows? Ricardo, what's up? Mike Batson pointing out one of the important guys for this week. Nothing says Champions League like Fernando Gorriarán being so bad that he fits into lineups. Genesis, what's up? Holzi, Johannatin, Gravenberg, as my L15 of less than 40 seems like a cheat code this game week. I don't think there are any cheat codes. And Quinny, what is up? So there is going to be a show in 2 hours, not even 2 hours, with me and Sean talking about this competition. Harry and I are here to get you ready for it. And Sean and I will be back later to complain about it. So anything, if you have feedback on the competition itself, save it for later. And we'll see. I do want to check in on this because somebody mentioned this, not Red or Dead saying hello, but I don't know how to say this. CX Keen says Tomori is my cheat code this week. I thought I read somewhere on Discord that Tomori is suspended. I don't know if this is true. And Price Graph, I don't think it surely it can't be, but check on that. That's all. Or we'll check on it all together. Anyway, Toby's got Marcus scene. Ugh. Sam said, hi guys, good to see you both. Managed to come 16th in special weekly and won 130 pounds, paid for my Vancouver collection, which is what I was hoping for. Man, paying for a collection like days after you buy it is incredible. Just incredible. Yeah. Holsey currently sweating the top spot at 240 rare as somebody who has won that competition. Congratulations. Sorry, I couldn't let that one go. Let's see. Genesis said Hakimi is suspended for the midweek. Barcola and Zaire Emery are fit. Sounds like Kang and Lee could start. Here we go. Heimer is what I'm going with. Quagatoon, when Japan special come? That's a good question. When are those things coming? Weren't we supposed to get them?
Yeah, they've gone quiet on them, haven't they?
Anyway, let's dive in. So a quick thing about this this competition is that we do not have like a specific matchups or pick scores for this one, for the Continental Knights. I don't think it's necessarily a preview of what we'll do in the future, but getting pick scores and matchups for like competitions that don't give us like tremendous lead time, meaning us Sora Data, and we're not going to like manually do them every week. So I think we're just working on it. So bear with us. This is one of those 1,000 things that we need to do in order to change, to get it adjusted. So we'll go through. So obviously, if you are not playing Continental Knights, you're playing All-Star and Cap modes because that's all that's left. And U23, excuse me. So we've got Shandon Luneng as our top favorite this week. Let me make sure.
I think that's last week's, I think.
Oh, this is, you're right. You're right. My apologies. Here we go. Internacional. 88% to, my goodness gracious. So the first fully licensed team is Bologna season. Because I don't think we have full Estudiantes, right?
I don't think so.
I'm fairly certain we don't. Yeah. So, yeah. Does anyone know if Enrique Bologna is going to play this weekend, this midweek?
I don't think he even knows.
L15 of 37, Enrique Bologna.
I know. I was, as soon as this got announced, I was like, I swear defense have, they play in Sudamericana. And then seeing that he had, an L15 of below 40. Look, fun, but he doesn't play football, so it doesn't matter.
He was on the bench last midweek. And then he was out this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that was strange.
Never good. Never good. So, as a reminder to everybody, Continental Knights requires, I'm not even going to go into the specialist things yet, but it requires cards of teams that are playing or players that are playing in either the Champions League, UEFA Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, Copa Libertadores, Sudamericana, CONCACAF Champions Cup. So all of the continental competitions in Europe, North and South America. We are at the late stages of the European competitions, and we are not in the late stages in the South American ones. And so this is why we're going to see kind of more overwhelming favorites in South America than we do in Europe. So the highest favorite amongst the European teams in that are licensed looks like is Liverpool at home against Atalanta.
Yeah, it is. And then Leverkusen at home to West Ham.
Yes. Now that we did, so there is some championship, which is not in Continental Knights. So that's why we skip Leeds. But I guess Rangers is there. We do have a few Rangers cards. And that's in, what are they in, Conference League? Europa? One of them.
No, that's a league game, actually.
Was that a league game? Oh, excuse me.
It's one of the, I think Dundee had a waterlogged pitch or something a few weeks ago or months ago now, maybe.
My fault.
Yeah, it's a reverse fixture. Oh, yeah. Rescheduled.
Okay, so they're out too. So, yeah, so we have Liverpool, Bayer Leverkusen. There's Aston Villa at home against Lille. Arsenal at home against Bayern. Jeez. But if you notice, we are scrolling quite far here, and there are lots of teams. Maybe it's not even that many that are licensed. But yeah, we do have cards from some of them. Like you can see, I have my own Estudiantes cards. Flamingo has a few, including a goalie. And so Palmeiras is fully licensed. Club America has players, but they're not fully licensed. Corinthians, we got a bunch. And so it's not going to be, I don't expect the top of the leaderboard to be filled with European players.
No, not judging off the matchups, right? Surely not.
Yeah.
Which is the argument, isn't it?
That is exactly
all it's about.
Yeah. Shoshix says my EU cards are too strong for the special weekly All-Star Here I Come. So that's the other thing. They went back to the Carl Edwards Jr. season. they went back to the old specialist competition, which I actually didn't think was right when I saw the rules. Well, I guess it's slightly different. But so you need to have two players with L15, or you can have two players with L15s of 55 or higher. Mm-hmm. You need to have one that's 40 or below. So specialist used to be two 40 or below. And I thought you could do two with 60, and it was 60 or above, not 55. And so when I put my lineup together, for some reason I was thinking 60, and I was like, oh, I'm good. And I had three guys at 58, and I was like, oh, damn. So yeah, South American stars will be stars.
Yeah, I think they've just been a bit lazy, haven't they? And just put two competitions in one effectively. you're killing two birds with one stone, but you're actually not, because there's people that, the Champions League folk are obviously not happy, which I get, But I don't know.
This is another tricky one also. Johannesson was saying Donnarumma being over 55 players, so stupid. So that was my problem, is that my goalies are too good. And so when you have a goalie at like 58 and it's like, oh, now I'm like wasting a high spot on that. Anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know if, well, it probably won't even, I guess we do have challengers open, right? Because the championship.
Oh, is it?
Actually, let me.
No, I don't think it is, because
I would assume it's not. I was thinking licensed teams were short.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We are a bit short.
I think it is just the yeah. Okay. So from an all-star perspective, mm-hmm. and cap modes and global, these are your favorites from challengers. West Brom, Leeds, Ipswich, Leicester, and Southampton, all favored quite comfortably. It's a decent week if you have them.
Yeah, there's obviously quite a few under 23 players in that league, so under 23 will probably be filled with majority championship cards, and there's a few good matchups there. Leeds at home is obviously a really nice one. Loads of cards, and a goalie. That should be pretty competitive, I think. Because under 23 will still have all the Libertadores and the Sudamericana. Yeah. So that could be quite punchy.
Let's see, from contenders. Well, that's right. We do have some unfortunate midweek Urawa.
Yeah. Do they play this weekend though as well, Led? I'm sure they do, or maybe I've just messed that up.
I don't think so.
I thought it was like a Friday, Tuesday situation or something random like that, but
No. Robbed.
We are. We're robbed.
So yeah, it's Urawa against Kashiwa, and what was the other one? Yokohama against Gamba. Oof. That could be a bloodbath. Let's see. Quagatune said lots of rotation in the championship games to try and avoid. Ugh. Why?
I mean, they'll play on the weekend, but I can't think of any other apparent reason why there would be, to be honest.
Don't they just always play? That's what we do?
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Championship.
Nothing different. And then a couple Chinese games, because why not?
Which I'm sure will sneak up on the leaderboard somewhere, because there's always...
I plan it. Right, Alexander Grant, let's go.
Big Grant. Yeah, that's nice. Big Grant.
And then, yeah, obviously nothing in champions. So, yeah, it's a weird competition. I guess, do we just go to pick scores and try to figure out all the terrible players that we have to go out and buy today?
I think that first thing would probably be looking for that golden L15 of under 40, right? That has to be right. That's the entry ticket at the end of the day.
Before we do, okay. We'd be remiss not to look at the U23 goalies for the week. Just... I mean, we can't have you here on a midweek and not look to see what we have. Is it Bazuna season?
It was this weekend, but I
sure was.
Unfortunately, wasted his scores with two DMPs actually in one lineup, which was fun. He hasn't seen green, has he, for a long time? So that wasn't fun. Wasting, I think it was like I had like 80 odd in my specific card. I don't know what. Yeah, it was 78. That's a high score, man. To come out of nowhere as well.
Yeah, right.
Like a way to, who is it? It wasn't Blackburn. Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay, I get it. But that could be a start now. Hopefully against Coventry, they can be a little bit better defensively, but I'm not holding my breath at all with that one.
That's fair. So Messi is at the top, AAA. Seems like that's reasonable to me.
For sure.
Leandro Bray just like the locked-in starter now for Boca?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Surfila about that. He's been playing, hasn't he, recently? But I don't know if it's a injury thing. I don't know.
Looks like it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a weird one. Sub and then played 1 minute.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Surf says no.
No meaning he's not locked in. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. Although he's also under 50. Or it's 40. Never mind. What am I talking about? Mizzou, right. Or he's not in the competition. All right. Chevalier, Trubin. Oh, is Katarski back?
Yeah, he is for Panathinaikos, I think.
Oh, that's right. I mixed him up with... Who was I mixing him up with? Isn't there another... Well, I guess it would be a current... Is Hadel back? Was he hurt?
I don't think he was hurt, no, if I'm being honest.
I feel like there was some Austrian goalkeeper, young Austrian goalkeeper who was out for a bit. Anyway, don't mind me. Patrick Schulte away to Tigres. That's never a great one. And then Karnasecki away to Liverpool.
I think you want a championship keeper this midweek if you are going to play under 23, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, should play midweek.
Okay. But then saying that, I think scores might be a bit softer just because there's just not that many. Yeah, so like you might not even need a goalkeeper. Who knows? Like if your outfield is smash.
What are the rare? What's the prize pool look like? You get a star at least.
Okay.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, it feels fairly average for a midweek, I guess.
Yeah. These are the overall. Man, the Ampadu troll is just awful.
I know. It's horrible. Oh. It really is. And we're just going to, yeah, like I mentioned already, obviously, yeah, we're going to miss his under 23-ness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just fun for next season. But yeah, there's some Verts at home. That could be quite nice. Zyde Romero, Somerville.
Like, do you play Verts in U23? Well,
it's all going to depend on if you have that L15 of 40, right? Or less than, you know, if you,
right.
You could obviously play him in All-Star for sure, but you know, there's only so many places that card goes, right? It's under 23, All-Star or Continental. They can literally, no one's playing that in, well, they might play in cap in 240, 270, maybe.
Yeah, but... maybe. That's a pretty high score for Vinny.
Yeah. I mean, it's an injury ridden Man City back whatever they play these days. So not that, I don't know. Maybe.
Look at this opponent score.
Wow.
For Florentino Luis.
72. Is it Kochu season? He came off the bench on the weekend.
No. No one. Never. Ugh.
Can anyone give me any information on Diber Caicedo there? Not information in the is he fit because he was out this weekend.
Tuggy, I believe, is a Caicedo card owner.
Stan. Okay.
Stan. Yeah. I'll let you have that one.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know because I would like to play him somewhere.
Red or Dead is also looking for Rafael Vega Palmeiras news. Toby's saying that they rested everyone this weekend.
Interesting. Okay.
Wonder if we can actually... Oh, yeah. Let's see. So Fuentes, Ceballos, Caicedo, Chara.
Ah, yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. That is, if I've ever seen resting, that
right. Is it. Yeah. Okay. All right, there you go. Caicedo season.
Beating Botafogo was a massive result last week for them, by the way. Surely. Away in Brazil. Wow.
Yeah, he's better than Musiala, Rodrigo.
Yeah, who needs Rodrigo this midweek? Die with Caicedo, baby.
That's right. $4. That's right.
Wow.
So in short, it's Baca season. Let's go. All right, let's look in the... For... I guess we'll have to go to All-Star.
Yeah.
And let's just go right to 40 and see what happens. Nobody cares about the stars. We want the guys who are 40 and below. So there's Tomori, which I'm assuming he's in, that the suspension is not actually true. Maybe it's a... Although he did get a yellow in the last... Does anyone know?
That's interesting.
Surely not.
Not for one yellow.
Although...
Ooh.
I did some digging. Let's see. Did he have the... I bet they carry over.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Uh-oh.
Oh no.
You know what? Do they have? Do they still do projected lineups over here?
Oh, I don't know.
Where the hell is the? There we go. Let's see what we got. Quagatoon said Cresswell should start. He's on a 40.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Got a quick preview? Please not a video. Oh, there we go. I mean, it looks like they literally have a quote from Tomori.
Okay.
Where don't they do projected lineup?
Honestly, I've never been on their website, I've got to be honest.
It's they I have. Like they definitely used to do them. Yeah, well, I don't know. But if anyone finds anything, that's important because he's being bought like he should play, I believe. Yeah, there he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Scosmo is not on the Cresswell starting bandwagon here.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Tomori, Calabria. Yeah, Valentini qualifies.
Yeah, that could be nice at home.
Suzuki does not. Let's see. That's decent when he plays.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay. Kufal away. I was going to say, like, they can't be that good, but none of these scores, none of these ratings are good.
Right, yeah. Murata at home to BVB. It's not terrible.
Not terrible. Let's see. Quagatoon said Bowen injured, so Emerson most likely moves further forward and Cresswell comes in at left back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. Got a Pau Torres shout here. Not bad.
The whole West Ham team is basically...
I was just about to say, so many all the West Ham guys.
Yeah, literally.
And then Scosmo comes in, they're just going to get pumped. Yep. Entry score is irrelevant as they'll be scoring terribly.
Yeah.
Does an L 15 of 37 help you if they score 30?
As long as the other four score 100, yeah.
Oh, there we go. All right. I mean, all right. I hear you.
Does Fabianski actually come up on this? I don't think I've seen him.
Yeah, where is he? Just straight F.
Just straight F. Okay.
Matchup is terrible. Leverkusen don't give many points to goalies.
Okay.
Odds are obviously well against him. Like you said, if everyone else can get 100.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point.
Toby said some sneaky Olympiacos lads at home against Fenner. Fenner played a exhibition match this past weekend.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw a glimpse. Yeah, I saw clips on Twitter about it. Yeah.
So this is the problem with this competition. Yeah, like I'd rather have Marcusine in goal. I don't know why he's an F. The matchup, poor. And we don't know if he's going to start, but he should. Tough to play away with the strongest, that's all.
Some would say the toughest.
Yeah, some would. So yeah, there's nobody's good.
No. But that is the problem, I guess, isn't it? In some ways.
Where's my boy Nando? There he is.
Like, is that, if you wanted to put a number on it, Laird, how many would you say there is playable? Let's say, how many L15 under 40 or 40 or under start? I know that's, you know, hard to say, but how many, what do you think? Less than 25? Or way more?
Oh, I bet it's more just from South America. Would you like, mean, I bet there are, can we, I think I can do this on the app. I don't think we can do it on this page. Well, I know we can't do it on the page yet. let's see if this works. Pick scores. I'll pick All-Star just because. We want a cost of 40, right? Or below.
Yeah.
You know what would also be interesting to see is who the players, since you can only have what, two over 55?
Okay. Like how many,
who are the best players over 55 at least? All right.
That's a good point.
L15 of 40 or below, starter. Starter probability, I'm going to set it at 95%. And how many? 57 players, that gives me.
That should start on paper.
Correct.
I'd shave off 20%. So yeah, 40, right? Yeah, I'm probably in the 40s.
Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry, that's for All-Star, though.
Ah, yeah, that's not even.
So that's not even, shaved, yeah. So, is it? Yeah.
Okay, I think 25 is a good bet, you know?
I think you might be right.
Maybe in that. So like, basically everyone's running, like whoever's playing in it, how many players have we got in Continental Knights? We've got just under 1,500 in Rare. So you're looking at like one in every what, 10, one in every 25 will have like, I don't know. It just feels like there won't be, obviously the other four players can be, you know, very varied, but that L15 of 40 is going to be like the one guy. Like if your L15 of 40 guy really pops, you know, there's fun in that, obviously, you know,
you win.
See what, yeah, for sure. Cause if the rest don't, then you've just got a massive leg up.
I like this from Andy. Would those complaining feel better if the competition name was changed to something like pick a shitter? Probably.
Shitless, baby.
Yeah.
No, I think it's fun. I think it's fun. It's just somehow if they could have segregated Champions League and all them, because they're latter stages. That's the only thing that doesn't, like, it just feels a bit wrong. We're mixing competitions that are in different stages. That's probably the only thing I think is a bit lopsided. Yep. It just doesn't really make too much sense personally, but I'm not complaining enough to not play it. Like I'm still going to play it. Who cares? Like it's a competition.
I think the difference is like, so the prizes are also very good.
Right.
And
yeah.
So it's less, are you going to play it, and more, are you going to buy a card to play it?
Fair. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. If I didn't buy a Fabianski 2 weeks ago, before this even came out, like for Premier League in season, and if Bologna, you know, like I've got two goalies that are L15 under 40, but luckily one should start, the other one we don't know. But yeah, I'll be honest, I don't think I would have bought a card for it though. That's not to say I'm like shitting on it. I just don't think I would have bought a card for it.
Right.
I would just play my outfielders elsewhere, which is just not an issue. Like I don't see it being that much of an issue.
So, 54 and below. Trying to find like goalies who don't screw you completely.
Right, like the middle tier. Yeah.
Yeah. Rossi at the top for Flamengo is kind of, he'll be at the top for a ton this weekend. Mignon is below. That's, yeah. And then it's actually not that many because I'm looking like Gunn doesn't qualify, Nishikawa doesn't qualify, Begovic doesn't qualify.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you have like a bad, so actually I was going to say, if you have like a bad 40, like under 40, just take a zero, but it's not full cap. I was going to be like, oh, just like pay up on the other, you know, like get more expensive players, but like it actually doesn't even help you.
No, it doesn't, because you still need the two middles and then
right,
like the two L15s of 55 or less. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's
It literally doesn't matter. Like, actually, yeah, who are the smashers? Who's 55 or above that could be dangerous or will be dangerous? It's not Meslier.
Oh, hold on. I got just goalies.
Oh, yeah. I've got a feeling it's going to be.
Playing Challenger through the summer is better than the years before, since you can now win cards from Europa that you can go on to use for next season.
We don't think that's possible. I think he means like Europe. I know you said Europe, but
you won't get the new season cards.
Right. But you can still play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I read that that like you can win new cards from the European teams that are playing in Europa. But they're not going to release the cards until the domestic league starts.
No, but we read the first initial thing as you can't win cards that don't play in that game week. But that looks like it's been debunked.
That's already been debunked. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been debunked.
Yeah. It's just happened. Yeah. Of course it has. Yeah.
Diego Costa is under 40 L15 and in form for Grêmio. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, these boxes feel pretty fun because even like the lower end, the 400 to 800 position get premium boxes. I think everyone does, no? Yeah, literally, it's premium boxes everywhere. There's no difference, basically.
Yeah, it's great. And the percentages are better.
Right, yeah,
meaning way better. It's usually like 90% level up, so now it's 83. And you get you can get a jersey.
Yeah, that'd be quite fun. 3%. What would you prefer, Laird, a tier 3 or a jersey?
I'm not a champion guy. If it was a tier 3 rare or a River Plate jersey, signed River Plate jersey, I would go for the jersey.
So you prefer the tier 3 rare card?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. Lads in the chat, let us know. I'd be shocked if many say the tier 3.
The hell am I going to do with a Fulham jersey? Come on.
It's signed, Laird. Well, we don't know by who. We could just be
by who, yeah. I love this. Jersey all the way, quickly followed by the tier 3 easily.
I don't know. Like if it was a tier 2, then I think that would talk to me a little bit more. But I think jersey's fun. I think I would honestly say jersey personally.
I would take the jersey. I'm just, yeah. You sign it. Yeah. Awesome. Could be signed by Jay Leno for all I care. Anyway.
I think it's fun. I do think it's fun. Is it fun enough for me to buy a goalie for like £100? I don't think it is, if I'm being honest. I'd prefer to spend that money on like a weekend ambition. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I could justify it at rare level. If I was playing at limited, I don't know how much, you know, Fabianski rare is. I can't, limited. Can't imagine he's that expensive, but, and that's just one goalkeeper I'm just singling out. But what is he? He's quite 13 quid he's listed for. That's insane. Well, it's not, but it kind of is. £11. The thing is, though, we don't know when Areola's back, so he could have the next couple of games. Like, he could go on like a little month. You don't really know. That's a weird one. But who are the smashers?
So it's Felipe, obviously, and then Kylian Mbappe.
Of course. But Felipe won't even...
Felipe's not a... He doesn't qualify. He's in China.
So Quiñones...
So Mbappe, whoever Lionel Quiñones is, some left back from Quito.
He's pretty good.
I guess. Set?
I think he's just like an absolute tank going up and down the wing. Oh, okay. Okay.
A little slow.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Grant. Wow. Again, that doesn't count.
Nope.
So it's Man City, PSG.
Mbappe, Quiñones, Rodri, the Benfica boys.
Yeah. I'm really surprised, and I don't know if this is biased, Idrissi's not there, Laird, because they play the team he scored 100 against last week at home this time. And his L15's like, he's double. But like...
Oh, that's weird that we don't have the odds. I'm guessing if we had the odds, he'd be AAA.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that feels like they all walked to like 100 points last game week. It felt like, well, he definitely did. But they might rotate.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're up five away goals.
And they just battered Tigres. Sorry for the, if there's any Tigres stands in the chat, but.
Too good. Rotated.
Yeah, fair. How is Mbappe
triple A? Against Barca? Let's find out.
I mean, I can see it. Like it's Barca. Like Yeah. Defensively, they're not great, and it's Mbappe. Like, it doesn't matter who he really plays against. Like, nobody. I don't think João Cancelo is really the antidote to Mbappe.
It's like just going to be exhausting reading all of the Mbappe's, like, getting ready for Real Madrid if he just steamrolls Barca.
Yeah, that's going to be everywhere.
It's Salomon Rondon. If you're playing Salomon Rondon as one of your, I guess the matchup, but like, oof.
Oh, that's annoying because he's 56. If he was 55, he would qualify for the middle one, no? Like, you know what I mean? Like the two under 55 or less?
Right, yeah, he's 55. Yeah.
Oh, he is. Oh, sorry, I was looking at the 56 on the right to him and thinking, okay. So he, okay.
Do so, no, it's 55 and above though. Isn't it?
Is it? Nah. Oh, maybe it is. I don't know actually. Good point.
I thought it was 55 and above.
Yeah, very well could be.
Yeah, 55 or above.
Right. So it has to be 54 then.
Right. But like, look at this, such a way. Even Carlos Lampe is a 55. Like,
see, now I'm contemplating a Solomon Rondon purchase, lad.
What
have I done?
Hold on. Somebody called you out on this earlier.
I said goalkeeper. I said some. Yeah, Jared said I.
He was tugging, right?
I didn't have any ambition. But what's more ambitious, buying a goalkeeper or a forward?
Or Solomon Rondon.
Yeah, this name. Don't bury Solomon the lead. Rondon.
What's he go for these days?
Well,
he doesn't have many cards.
No, Basel has one. So, lads, please just let me do my thing before
I was going to say, do you want to go quickly?
No, I mean, £73. It's one away from a jersey mint as well, which is really annoying.
No, you wouldn't be able to get it if it was a jersey mint then.
No,
Basel doesn't give those away.
No, I don't know. We'll think about it.
Rondon ahead of Idrissi is disrespectful.
I know what is going on there. Look at the 85 opposition score for Rondon. That's insane.
But Toby's right. You said it yourself. They could rotate.
I might have to take the risk.
The last thing you want is to have like a rested Rondon in your lineup.
Rested Rondon. That's the worst type of Rondon.
Yeah. Well, then what the hell are you going to do with it after that?
Right. Well, I could stack him with Idrissi, maybe.
We'll see. How about the fact that Arsenal were firmly ahead of Bayern Munich, but Kimmich is the highest rated guy from that game?
I mean, yeah, where's Saka?
He might be below 55. Hold on. That seems unlikely, but... I guess I could have just gone to Kim. No, he's still ahead.
He is.
Oh, apparently it's Chico season.
Chico.
He plays with Lampe.
Oh, yeah.
There's Kane. That's a tough one.
It's going to be a really weird team that wins, I think. Really strange.
Yeah, it could be like the under 40 from South America.
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe and whatever's in the middle.
I think Liverpool beat Atalanta quite heavily.
Okay.
But I don't know who you pick in that. There's Klopp, you know, semi-rotate in some areas. I don't know. Like, I think the main guys will play Van Dijk, Salah, whatever, but...
You can only play one of them. Or two of...
Isn't it three?
Yeah, two of them.
What is it? Three that you can't, or two you can? Is it?
It's 355 and above.
Right. So like I was thinking three maximum players allowed for the same team. Yeah.
But I'm saying like because
you could go Gravenberch as your low L15 if he starts.
Yeah. So you could play like Gravenberch, Salah,
Van Dijk.
But then you have to find your two under 55.
Yeah. Yeah, so no Mbappe then if you're doing that.
If Gravenberch had a L15 of 41, nobody would think he was having a good game this weekend. This midweek.
No chance.
They wouldn't even think he was playing.
Yeah, he wouldn't
because
be.
Because he's a 36. We're all like, oh, big game coming.
I mean, he didn't even get off the bench yesterday. So, like, and Harvey Elliott came on and scored a penalty. So, won a penalty. Sorry. I don't know. Like, does he even start? Like,
that's what I mean.
I know Liverpool are going for the league or whatever, but they'll still want to go quite far in that competition. I can't imagine they're going to come. I don't know. I really don't know.
Johannatin saying him not coming off the bench is good, though, because now they have this fully rested 21-year-old who.
Yeah, but if they thought he was any good, they would have brought him on yesterday. Like, if he was impactful, that's a fact. Harvey Elliott comes on, wins a pen. That's impact for you. I don't know. He probably does play, doesn't he? But
I don't know. Who knows?
Like, McAllister is playing every game right now. I don't know how you displace him. He's just ridiculous. Suppose I only played 60 yesterday, so you could argue he's, you know, could easily play again. Endo's the only one that I'm like, maybe they don't play Endo. Do you need Endo against Atalanta? I don't think you really do, because you're going to probably dominate possession. But I don't know. And you've got, Curtis Jones is back as well. He also came off.
If you think McAllister starts, right?
Yeah.
And if you think Szoboszlai starts. We now have one spot for Endo, Elliott, Jones, and Gravenberch.
Maybe, yeah. Or Elliott could play on the wing. That's the only.
Oh, that's true.
That's the only thing I'd put. Well, yeah. If you're resting, then I mean, if you're not resting, then nobody. But you know, Salah could play nine if he had. I don't know. I don't think so. But Salah could play nine, and you could play Elliott on the wing. I don't think it'll happen. But Solskjaer says if they rest Endo. Yeah, I think Endo does pull out, but like Lev said, there's too many players for, you know, not enough positions. Elliott wing, maybe.
Who was it? Johannatin said he's generally starting in this comp, but was he hurt here?
Maybe.
It's trending in the wrong way. That's all I'll say with these scores.
Yeah.
Marcus said Graham Murray played like two full 90s in the last 2 years.
Right.
You just need him to start. That's all. Adriano, if Elliott's on the wing, then who sits? Diaz?
Yeah.
Where's Simo? He's probably still hung out from yesterday.
Yeah, he's probably still out, isn't he?
Yeah. Adriano said, also just FOM saying all of this just because Gravenberch is my only lefty. Yeah, I think everybody's saying this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mike Bass, you're a Liverpool guy. What's the 11? Come on. That'll be the last thing. We'll solve everybody's Liverpool problem here. Toby said, I really hope the entire top 10 is pure Libertadores, Sudamericana, CONCACAF, just for the funny rage reactions. A full CONCACAF lineup is what I want.
That'd just be amazing. For that. And then they win Mbappe.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're like, what the hell am I going to do with this card? We have one vote for Diaz, Gakpo, Salah.
Yeah, Gakpo could come in for Nunes.
Yeah. Mike said, I only care about Joe Gomez. All right.
Nah, Diaz plays full 90s every game. He's built different. Yeah, that doesn't go for him, unfortunately, I don't think, Adriano. But I get the thinking. I do.
I was such a Luis Diaz stan until he went to Liverpool. Just loved him at Porto.
Yeah, he was insane. He was insanely good.
All right. I think we're going to cut it off since we're just guessing at everything now. Especially as I look down again and see Maxime here at the top of the pick score list, which is just perfect for this midweek. So, thank you, everybody, for joining. If you could please like the video, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny, who was here earlier. I will be back in 75 minutes to talk more about this continental competition, less about the L15 of 40 guys, although Sean doesn't watch this show, so I'm sure he'll start to talk about it, and I'll have to be like, I already did this. But we have some suggestions for So Rare. We'll put it that way. So thank you to everybody, and good luck this midweek.